Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden." The Sea of Galilee sits down in a bowl with ridges rising all around it. Jesus was on one of those hillsides when he said, "A city on a hill cannot be hidden." On the top of one of those ridges is a city called Safed. It's thought that Safed was the city to which Jesus was referring in this passage. When you're near the Sea of Galilee, you can see Safed for miles and miles. Now put yourself into the shoes of the ancient fishermen out on the lake and fishing all night. You don't have much light, particularly if it's a moonless night. How do you know where you are? Safed, the city on a hill, was your beacon. And most interestingly, Safed was almost in line with the location of the ancient fishing pier. In other words, if you can see Safed, you can get home. The real home for us humans isn't here. It's heaven. Jesus won that home for each of us by dying and rising. His death paid for sins. His resurrection proved that sins were paid for in full. And yet many are wandering around in spiritual darkness, not knowing Jesus and what he's done for them. How will they get home? God very well may work through you and me. Jesus calls his followers the light of the world. As people see us being kind, compassionate, forgiving, honest, fair, humble, confident, etc., they get a chance to see Jesus' love in action. That, in turn, may open up a chance for us to tell someone about Jesus. And that may be the time when God works faith in that person's heart, putting them on the road to their heavenly home. Jesus, forgive me for failing to let my light of faith shine as clearly as it should. Often my light is shrouded by sin. Forgive me. Use me to shine brightly, that others might come to know your love, and finally be brought home with you in heaven. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.